America Weekend.
We are talking to Nevin Thompson. He is via audio Skype, and he is in the country of Japan at the moment. Nevin is the Japanese editor for Global Voices. Nevin, what is Global Voices, as you would explain it to somebody who never heard of it before?
Well, Global Voices is a volunteer-run global news organization. There's contributors from virtually every country on the face of the planet. Most of us are volunteers, and we all collaborate together online. It's an entirely virtual organization, and Global Voices is always putting out stories. It's multilingual, so I write for the English version of Global Voices, but there are versions in pretty much, I wouldn't say every language, but in a ton of languages too. So it's a very vibrant, dynamic organization with thousands of volunteers, and it's completely virtual.
Well, I think it's very important to have that in a global informational community. Let me ask you this. You have spent some time, and currently you are in the country of Japan. There is a different culture that the Japanese embrace that we in the West do not sometimes understand, which is to save face. Do you think any of that has a part in not talking about the global seriousness of the Fukushima Daiichi meltdown?
I think everybody wants to put their best step forward, their best face forward. So, there is a lot of desire to move forward, to move on. Because nobody wants to be labeled as a country, a radioactive dump. So I'm not really sure if it's uniquely Japanese to want to save face about that. And if you can get away with it, why not? And so there is a lot of desire at almost every level of society, I think, to sort of move on and not be labeled.
Well, there's a lot of information out there, Nevin, about Chernobyl, and certainly here at Three Mile Island, which is not that far from the New York metropolitan area. And I don't recall any, on either one of those nuclear incidents, where there was a delay in reporting information about it that affects the population in the both immediate as well as the extended area.
Well, I think there's also the language barrier too. I mean, obviously, right. Three Mile Island is in the States, close to New York, it's English, and even Chernobyl. I mean, many of the scientists or whoever who were at Chernobyl or you report in English. It also affected Western Europe, where people could see it, could measure it. Whereas with Fukushima, it's Japanese, and there's not actually a lot of. I mean, there's a number of us, but there's not a lot of folks who are reading and writing and reporting on it. So there's sort of that barrier too.
Nevin, I have a question, and again, we have about 2 minutes left in this segment. We're going to be saying goodbye, and we can go on here. What is your give us quickly your thoughts about the situation at that plant? You can do it 1 to 10, one being terribly serious, if you'd like to do that, or flip flop it. But give us your indication of the situation at the plant currently. About a minute and a half left.
Well, I think it's pretty grim, because the cores have melted down. They're hard to access. They're highly radioactive. The technology doesn't exist to remove them, and they're interacting with groundwater and contaminating groundwater, causing a tremendous problem. And who knows when that situation will ever get fixed. I think it's a challenging for the families who live around the plants as well, in Fukushima, because swaths of land have been contaminated. In some places, less contaminated, but yeah, it's a fairly grim situation there. But the thing is that if we were talking about culture in Japan, the great thing about Japan is they kind of tend to get their act together. There might be a lot of discussion beforehand, but then there's great execution. So I'm pretty sure that over time, and it could be a long time, 40, 50 years, something will happen. But right now it's pretty grim because there's no clear way forward. The technology does not exist at the moment to remove the melted cores, which are going to continue to contaminate the local, at least the local seawater, if
all
not
right.
more.
Nevin, thank you so much for joining us and explaining, at least as you understand it, what's going on at Fukushima Daiichi. Appreciate your time and also the time difference. And you're in the middle of the night. And thanks a lot for joining us on Smith Sabatino.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for your interest and thanks for reading Global Voices.
You bet.
Very interesting, Roland. Very interesting. Good stuff. And more to come. We're going to stay on top of that. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, Smith Sabatino, America Weekend. Please stay with us. We're back.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star is one of the great American-born hockey players of his generation. In 17 NHL seasons, he scored more than 400 goals and collected nearly 500 assists.
He is in alone against Potvin. He shoots. He scores!
So where is Tony Amonte now? The Chicago Blackhawks honored Tony in 2009 with a special night at the United Center where the first 10,000 fans got special commemorative pins. In 2010, Tony became the head ice hockey coach at his alma mater, Thayer Academy in suburban Boston. Thayer is where he won two state championships in the 80s, one alongside fellow NHL star Jeremy Roenick.
Cutting in, fakes, now goes by Jesse.
Looks like Tony's still skating strong. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Some people think the Hells Angels are a barbershop quartet. They think they heard Show Us Your Zits. Much as we hate to categorize, this is not biker material. Real biker or something else? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Real biker or not? A lid in Colorado? Nothing to do with marijuana. They only trying to help identify here. If they think chaps are English dudes. If leather bags are found only on old men. If the best riding jacket material is made from wool. Or loud pipes save cash. If they think their lever on a motorcycle handlebar is the emergency brake. They can't possibly be bikers.
Crazy.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.